Hello and welcome to The Print. I'm Vandana Menon and today I'm bringing to you my story, why Tamil Nadu's women make up nearly half of India's female factory workforce. It should come as no surprise that Tamil Nadu, India's most industrialized state, employs a large number of people on the factory floor. But what is staggering is that Tamil Nadu's industries not only employ a large female workforce, but nearly half of all the women working in factories across India. Data from the 2021-22 Annual Survey of Industries revealed that of the 14.9 lakh registered women workers across India, 6.3 lakh or 42% were working in factories in Tamil Nadu. Nearly 70% of all women working in industries are employed in the southern states of Tamil Nadu, Andhra Pradesh, Karnataka and Kerala. Tamil Nadu has emerged as a manufacturing hub over the last three decades and offers the social infrastructure required for companies to enter and set up factories. With an educated and skilled workforce, the state has a burgeoning industrial sector which has scored massive investments in automobiles, electronics and even footwear in recent years. Products like the latest iPhones and Nikes are now being manufactured in Tamil Nadu. And as more and more global players look to pivot to new manufacturing destinations as part of the China Plus One strategy, Tamil Nadu is being seen as an enticing option, and its huge female workforce is part of the draw, ticking off companies' diversity requirements. By fostering an environment where women are encouraged to pursue careers in manufacturing, Tamil Nadu not only enhances the economic status of women but also contributes to overall prosperity and competitiveness of our state's industrial sector, said T.R.B. Raja, Tamil Nadu's Minister for Industries, Investment Promotion and Commerce. This commitment to gender inclusivity and workforce diversity is what positions Tamil Nadu as the most attractive destination for companies to invest and operate in, further solidifying our reputation as a progressive, dynamic and inclusive state, he told The Print. More working women in Tamil Nadu. The high number of women in the workforce is attributed to the state's Dravidian model of governance, which is aimed to combine high levels of economic growth with human development. Tamil Nadu's success in encouraging a significant number of women to become a part of the industrial workforce can be attributed to the state's progressive politics, policies and supportive ecosystem, said Raja. He listed women-centric schemes like Pudumai Penne, monthly assistance of ₹10,000 to schoolgirls to encourage them to stay in school and free bus travel for women, introduced by Chief Minister M.K. Stalin, as showcasing the state's continuous efforts to promote gender equality. Our emphasis on education and skill development, particularly among women, have been instrumental. By ensuring access to quality education and vocational training, we've enabled women to excel in various manufacturing roles traditionally dominated by men, added Raja. Women workers in Tamil Nadu are also engaged in a higher share of jobs in the non-agricultural economy, according to the Dravidian model, interpreting the political economy of Tamil Nadu by economists Kalai Arsan A. and Vijay Bhaskar M. The former is an assistant professor and the latter professor at the Madras Institute of Development Studies. Dr. Vijay Bhaskar is also a member of the State Planning Commission. Women's participation in service and manufacturing is extremely high in Tamil Nadu, according to data from the State Planning Commission. 64% of women in Tamil Nadu work in the sector, compared to this national average of 43%, Gujarat's 44% and Maharashtra's 35%. The sectoral shift away from agriculture is significant, given the larger national trend of women employed in agricultural labour. The government also tries to support working women, whether in manufacturing or other sectors, to move from their hometowns and join a more metropolitan mobile workforce. One such initiative is the state's Thuri hostels for working women. The affordable hostels are dotted across the state, especially near industrial centres, to encourage more women to leave their home for work. Fully equipped with different kinds of rooms and setups for working women, these hostels are also intended to ensure safe spaces, something the government is trying to extend towards the workplace too. The state's proactive measures to ensure safe and conducive work environments have significantly contributed to boosting the confidence of women to participate in the workforce, said Raja. Additionally, our targeted initiatives to encourage industries to adopt gender-inclusive hiring practices have played a crucial role. Education outstripping job creation. But one potential issue is a mismatch between educational level, job creation, and the aspirations of women workers. Tamil Nadu has aggressively pushed education across the state, with many students even graduating into the workforce with postgraduate or double degrees. In the 22 to 24 age group, one in four women is still pursuing education, which suggests she is potentially enrolled in a postgraduate course, according to economist Vidya Mahambre. The high level of industrial dispersion across the state has increased manufacturing employment for women, creating jobs for them that are not too far from their homes and preventing them from migrating too far. But it's not tenable to have a dispersed low-skill job creation policy in economically laggard areas which have now highly educated young local populations, said Mahambre, who is Union Bank Chair, Professor of Economics and Director of Research at the Great Lakes Institute of Management in Chennai. Yes, there should be a regional focus, but what kinds of industries are coming up in these areas when the local young population have degree level education would determine the willingness to take up those jobs. Else, there will be a mismatch in aspirations and job quality, she said. Employing engineering graduates on the factory floor is not a sustainable long-term option, as many would prefer to work in offices in the service sector. Companies like Foxconn, which is manufacturing the latest iPhones in Sriperumbudur, exclusively employ such graduate women. But when the novelty of manufacturing Apple products wears off, many wouldn't want to continue the hard manual labor at such low pay when they have other educational qualifications. Going forward, I wonder how much manufacturing employment will be filled by local labor, given that education levels have soared, said Mahambre. She added that we should also keep in mind that while a large chunk of Indian women working in the industrial sector are in Tamil Nadu, the industrial sector employs fewer women than services in the state. Considering a workforce of women between the ages of 25 and 54 as a prime age group, she explained that the highest number of women in Tamil Nadu are employed in agriculture, including animal husbandry and fisheries, at around 20% in 2022-2023. This is followed by the services sector, which employs 18% of all women in Tamil Nadu. In this age group, industries comes third, employing only around 8% of women. She also pointed out that for women between the ages of 20 and 24, the ideal age group preferred by manufacturing companies, less than 1% are employed in agriculture in the years 2022-24. While 1 in 4 are still enrolled in education, 1 in 10 were looking for jobs that they could not find. This suggests that younger women will look for work in the industrial sector, but increasingly look for work in the service sector, preferring to work in offices over factories. Across India, the industrial employment of women is highest in Tamil Nadu, which suggests that the situation in other states is even worse, said Mahambre. Thank you for listening, and join us again for tomorrow's story.